This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The other day, American Airlines dropped a lawsuit against its in-flight internet provider, Gogo. The airline had been unhappy with the quality of the Wi-Fi and wanted to switch, but now Gogo is making a new offer with new technology. And there's news this morning that Gogo profits are up on sales that rose 26% in a year. Now, Boingo, which does a lot of Wi-Fi in airports, has its results later today. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more from New York.
Wind the clock back about 10 years before the iPhone. In 2006, public Wi-Fi was a nice surprise, and sending an email from a plane felt like a miracle. Julie Osk is a Forrester Research VP.
You were excited if you could even get connected. So the fact that it's ubiquitous these days, you know, I think we've started to take that for granted.
That's why social media and travel forums are packed with complaints about Gogo and Boingo. Too slow, too expensive, or both. But critical customers alone can't always seriously threaten a business. Andrew DeGasperi follows Gogo from Macquarie Securities.
It's very challenging, but businesses survive even with that environment. Just look at the cable industry.
Gogo's 80% market share is a big deal, but new competitors are showing up in the skies with faster, cheaper offerings. Boingo's competition is different. Part of it is you. The web's also on your smartphone, so why pay? Boingo is responding by shifting the cost, offering free access to those who watch ads, or cutting deals with financial companies to give credit card holders Wi-Fi. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.